Ever heard those call anything besides wash pump?
I know technically some people they have cauldrons, but I never really heard them called that. Can't recall any of it.
Or say, what would you call a container you would use for boiling tea in? Have a long
tea kettle.
Yeah. And were they ever called that, to your knowledge?
Kettle? Yeah. But I think that might be if they were cooking syrup or something in them. I don't know why. A wash pot, wash kettle, kettle. I guess it could be called that, but it mostly wash pot, as I remember.
Yeah, I see. And the container that you would use for growing flowers in, you'd call that a
flower pot.
And one that you would put cut flowers in to display, you would call that a
vase. Yeah.
And the common utensils that you use to eat with, you would have a
silverware?
Yeah, and the individual pieces you call them.
Knife, fork, spoon.
And if you had more than one knife, you'd have a set of, say, steak.
Steak knives, yeah.
After a meal, you have all your dirty dishes. What do you say you have to do with them?
Wash the dishes.
And after you get through to get all the soap suds off you?
Rinse them.
Have you heard people say scald them?
Scald the dishes, rinse the dishes. I think there might be a degree of there. I remember talking about be sure to scald them, that if somebody in the house was ill,
right,
that they'd be particularly to pour boiling water over them to be real hot to scald them.
Right.
Well, they put it in there before you wash them, you stack the dishes.
Yeah. And the piece of cloth that you would use when you're washing the dishes, what would you call that?
Dishcloth.
And when you're drying?
Well, when I was young, they used to call them cup towels. Now, what's different? They call now a dish towel. But now, what the difference is, I don't know. I was thinking about that the other day. I don't know what's happened to cup towels. I never hear that name anymore.
Yeah, that was used in my family too. I haven't heard it recently.
Yeah.
Or say one cloth that's about the size of your hand that you would use for bathing your face.
They call it a washcloth.
And the bigger one that you dry off with. That would be
just a towel.
Yeah. Saying
bath towel, maybe.
In your kitchen, over your sink, the thing that the water comes out of, you call that?
I call it a faucet or a spigot.
And if it were in the yard?
I still the same thing.
And if it were, say, this thing on a portable water container that you either press or something?
Well, that's a spigot. Yeah, not a faucet. Now, I don't know the difference, but now some people refer to them outside, and technically they would call them a seal cock, but I never call them.
So what about this? Say if during winter time you got up in the morning and turned on the water and nothing came out, you might say, well, my goodness, last night the pipes must have
froze.
And they might have
busted.
Right.
Busted. Usually they don't say burst. I guess it burst is the correct word, but the pipes are busted.
Sure. Getting back to containers for a minute. So I doubt that if this is done anymore, but years ago, if you wanted to buy a large quantity of flour, what would that probably come in?
A sack.
Okay.
Cloth sack.
Okay. Or say if you went to the grocer to make a purchase, he would put your purchase in a
Paper bag, paper sack.